Looking out over the snow-covered valley from inside the Rice-Eccles Stadium, Mayor Becker recounted air quality initiatives the Salt Lake City Council has employed in recent years and outlined a host of new initiatives, an incentive program for replacing wood-burning stoves, and a new low-cost resident transit pass, for example. But Becker says Salt Lake City can only do so much.
We must look to our state government for change that will improve air quality. If, however, the state is unwilling or unable to implement some of the more significant initiatives required, then grant local governments along the Wasatch Front the authority to make the necessary changes.
Becker urged Utah lawmakers to raise the cap on sales tax for public transit or allow local communities and voters to weigh in on a local sales tax option and permit Utah air quality standards to be more strict than federal standards if need be.
Our situation is unique. We should be able to tailor whatever approaches work best, regardless of the federal standards. Utah problems need Utah solutions.
Republican State Representative Jim Nielsen of Bountiful attended the event. He says he would advocate for more local control.
If we give a higher cap and communities want to ask the voters to choose to put more sales tax into transit, I believe the communities and the voters should have that right.
Nielsen says he's not sure if that issue will surface in the upcoming legislative session, but he says he is working on a bill to get rid of permits to burn on red air days. Whitney Evans, KUER News.